Councilmember Leary, are you on the line?
Yep, I'm here. Thank
great,
you.
Great, great. Is there anyone else on the line? Okay, to the council members, I think we're ready to go back on the record.
Welcome back, everyone. Do we need to go to roll again? No. Okay. So we are now on to Action Memorandum 19-77. This is item 10.5. I will say that, yes, that is where we are. Excuse me. This is Action Memorandum 19-77, Lease Amendment Number 11 with the State of Alaska, Division of Motor Vehicles, to include in the property description three parking spaces.
Madam Mayor, I move to adopt Action Memorandum 1977.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilmember DeWitt. And discussion, Councilmember Springer?
I'll defer to the acting city manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Councilmember Springer. I support this action memorandum. There was a former agreement that we had with the Division of Motor Vehicles that included access to three parking spots. We're simply adding those three parking spots back into their lease amendment. We're quite happy to do that for them. They've asked for no special consideration, i.e., those spots are not marked for DMV or anything like that. So, yeah, I think this should be adopted, and we should move on to the next item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Is there any discussion, Councilmember DeWitt?
No discussion from me.
Okay. Discussion from anyone else? Hearing none. Are we sure we're on Councilmember Leary? Oh, there we go. Councilmember Leary?
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering when the lease ends, because I see there's like a couple of different dates throughout this. On one page, you know, on page 81, it says it ends June 30th, 2022, and then on page 86 at the top, it says June 30th, 2021. I was just wondering when that ends.
Acting City Manager Howell, do you know? Have any clarification on that?
I don't recall off the top of my head. I would ask if the clerk has information. I do know this is that it was a multi-year lease, and that there may be some dates that appear to conflict in there, but it has to do with how the rent escalates over a given amount of time. And so we have a progressive kind of lease agreement where we get a little more money each year to kind of keep up with inflation. Thank you.
So my notes show that our term will end June 30th of 2022.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion on this action memorandum? So I will move for us to vote. All those in favor of adopting Action Memorandum 19-77, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Hearing none, it passes. That's item 10.5. And then item number 10.6. Action Memorandum 19-78, Reappointment of Committee and Commission Members for a Term of 3 years, was passed on the consent agenda. So we'll be moving on to item 10.7. So item 10.7 is Action Memorandum 19-79, authorizing administration's donation of city surplus equipment, a convection oven to ONC Native Council, Senior Services Meals on Wheels. Is there someone who would like to make a motion to approve this Action Memorandum 19-79?
Yeah, I move to let me lean in here. I move to approve action memorandum 19-79.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Pull this up real quick. Mr. Springer, is there any discussion on this?
Yeah, I guess I'll first of all just disclose I work for ONC, but not anything to do with the senior center, although I used to run it many years ago. There's some equipment in the old senior center building that was actually purchased by ONC during its refurbishment prior to its relinquishment of the building back to the city. One of those pieces of equipment is a convection oven, which ONC Senior Services would dearly like to get a hold of for their meal program. It's a federal and state grants that pay for that, and this convection oven will greatly facilitate their ability to prepare good hot meals for our seniors. As far as I know, nobody has checked the actual condition of the equipment over there. You know, it might have a mouse nest in it by now, but nevertheless, they can use it, and it's not doing the city any good sitting over there.
Thank you. Councilmember Leary?
I would agree with all that, and, you know, Mr. Wilson Green had, I think he came to City Council and spoke on People to be Heard a couple of times and sent out email to all of us. So I know they're very much looking forward to the use of this convection oven to help out with the Meals on Wheels. So I support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on this item?
This is Michelle. I have one quick question for city administration, and that is my understanding from the materials supplied in this action memorandum is that when the senior center building and the furnishings within it reverted back to the city, that included the appliances in the kitchen, and that became the property of the city at that time. Is that correct? I just want to make sure I understand that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Council Member DeWitt. Yes, that is the position of the administration.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Howell.
I just wanted to say that administration supports this action memorandum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Not here. Oh, excuse me.
Just for a procedural explanation, truly under our code provisions, administration had the right to relinquish this property on their own because of the value of the property. However, because of that contract or the agreement that was mentioned by Councilmember DeWitt, administration and I felt that it would be prudent for the council to take the action to relinquish the property itself. But again, just for the listening audience and the council members, it appears an educational opportunity. Administration truly did.
Thank you. If there's no further discussion, I will call for a vote. All those in favor of approving Action Memorandum 19-79, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. The motion passes. Thank you. It's 10.7. Oops. Next on the agenda is Action Memorandum 19-80. This is the Public Transit 5311 grant application to fund the operation of the Bethel Transit System with $79,198 in local cash match from the city's fiscal year 2021 budget. Is there a motion to approve Action Memorandum 19-80?
So moved.
Okay. I don't know. So I will say, Councilmember DeWitt, is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Watson? Councilmember DeWitt, I'll open the floor to you.
Well, my understanding is that this commitment needs to be made in order to support the grant application that has a pending deadline to the state of Alaska. And I recognize that the City of Bethel transit system is something that previous councils have debated, because it is a fairly significant cash match, although the 2021 proposed cash match is not as high as I saw in some historical data. However, I know we have a significant number of riders who heavily rely on the City of Bethel transit system, and the city and ONC have made significant investments in that particular system. And so I support obligating funds from 2021's budget into this particular program.
Thank you. Councilmember Watson.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I support this action around. Basically, it's tell administration to apply for it. It's not saying we're going to accept it. In the future, if it's deemed appropriate that we don't have the funds coming up to the next budget year, we do not have to accept the grant. All it's saying is go ahead and apply and let's get our foot in the door, and more than likely, you know, it will be accepted and approved at the state level. Doesn't mean we have to accept it. All it's saying is go ahead and apply in a timely manner. Last year it was a late application, which was, I believe, was still approved. But we always make sure that we want to be meeting the deadlines. It looks good for the city.
Great. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on this action memorandum? Councilmember Leary?
No, thank you. I support this. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. So hearing no further discussion, we'll take it to a vote. All those in favor of approving Action Memorandum 19-80, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. The motion passes. Moving on to item number 10.9, Action Memorandum 19-81. Issue checks totaling $33,975 to Year 2 Quarter 4 Community Action Grant awardees.
And Vice Mayor Hansen, I need to declare a conflict on this item.
Okay.
Would you like me to state the conflict?
Yes, please.
I'm employed with Bethel Community Services Foundation, and a project that we provide fiscal sponsorship for applied for funding under the Community Action Grants program. And it looks like the recommendation from the committee is at the $6,000 level. If we're looking at the amendment to the initial AM 1981, the emailed amendment. This would mean all of the funds basically that go into this grant would go into direct programming except for 5%, which would go into general fund. That would be the fee that we would charge. So this represents a $500 or less. If it's at the $6,000 level, it would be $375 that would go into our ops fund, which would mean theoretically I could be paid with a small portion of that money.
Thank you, Councilmember DeWitt. After considering the financial interest and this conflict of interest, sorry, I totally lost my train of thought. I agree that there's a conflict of interest, so I'll ask that you refrain from debate and from voting on this issue.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. We'll stay back.
Thanks. All right. So is there a motion to approve Action Memorandum 19-81?
I move to adopt Action Memorandum 19-81.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Springer. Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Mr. Watson. Oh, sorry, beat you to it. So, Mr. Springer, I'll open the floor to you.
This is the Community Action Grant Program, which is funded through our alcohol tax and possibly marijuana tax, if there's ever any marijuana for sale in Bethel. And every year they accept at least a couple of times a year, I guess, they accept grant applications. The committee this year ranked four, one from the library's Jesuit Adult Services Coordinator. Jesuit volunteered to work in the library and perform adult services from August 15th, 2020 to July 31st, 2021. It got 160 points on the score. They requested $14,000. The recommended award is $14,000. Skiku Inc. proposes to purchase 20 sets of cross-country skis, boots, bindings, poles for kindergarten through sixth students in Bethel schools and other outdoor ski supplies. They got 152 points. They requested $7,575, and the recommended award is $7,575. Bethel Community Services Foundation is proposing a healing through music and dance program that will purchase one looping machine, one Mackie, one sound system, and cover shipping and artist fees for on-site delivery of motivational interaction with youth. They got a score of 132 points. They requested $12,000. The recommended award is $5,000. And the after-school art youth art studio proposing art instruction and supplies for teens and younger children over several months. And I think that means a time frame, not how old the younger children are. Got a score of 96. They requested $15,720, and the recommended funding is $7,400 for a total of $33,975. And this comes from 20% of alcohol tax that's collected by the city.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Mr. Watson, would you like to?
Yeah, I support this, but I'm just curious, this question for the acting city manager. What would the fund balance be for this after this? Do you know? I don't know if there is a fund balance. I'm just curious as to why some of the other ones were decreased. I'm not questioning, the committee. I support the committee. I'm just kind of curious as to that.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Councilmember Washington, I don't know the fund balance at this time, but I could email that out tomorrow.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a memorandum that follows this that says suggested amendment for community action grant distribution. What's the basis of that? Do you know?
Mr. Howell?
Sorry.
Mr. Springer, could you restate the question?
The memorandum that follows this suggested amendment for community action grant distribution. Do you know did this come from the committee, or what's the basis for this change in here? Can you tell us?
Madam Mayor, Councilmember Springer, are you asking about the reduced awards?
Yeah, the December 5th memorandum that says strike out $5,000 from Bethel Community Services Foundation, amount to be given and insert $6,000, strike out $7,400 for after-school youth, amount to be given and insert $4,500 and change the total to $32,075, where in several places where total appears. What's the basis of this memorandum?
Madam Mayor, Councilmember Springer, it appears to be an internal communication between John Sargent and the clerk. I suspect it was a budgetary issue. Once again, I would have to follow up and get back with you on that.
Unfortunately, no, I can't shed any light on this. We received a request for a suggested amendment to be applied to the packet. It was not received within the deadline for the packet material. I vaguely remember Mr. Sargent saying something along the lines of getting feedback from the committee members that there was inaccuracies in the action memorandum presented. So inferring that perhaps he captured the wrong amounts and totals from what was approved by the committee members, but that is truly just a hunch.
Vice Mayor Hanson.
Yes, Mr. Watson.
I got a question for either the city clerk or the acting city manager. Is this time sensitive? Can it wait till we get those definite numbers? If there's a question, I certainly don't want to be awarding the wrong amount. Can it wait till the next meeting, or is there some kind of deadline we're running against, or are they running against deadlines? Or?
So unfortunately, both myself and the city manager are kind of outside of the review process for these applications. So we are not aware ourselves of any deadlines from the applicants. However, this is within council's ultimate control. And if you don't feel as though you have the answers you need to make the decision this evening, then you have the ability to postpone this until January. There have been no promises of funds being presented to any of these applicants. The council's next meeting will be January 14th.
Okay, Madam Vice Mayor, I move to postpone consideration of action memorandum 19-81 to our January 14th, 2020 meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Councilmember Watson. All those in favor of postponing this action memorandum until January 14th, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Move to postpone action memorandum item 19-81. Thank you. Yeah, so item 10.10, I'd just like to say these were passed on the consent agenda. This is a personal leave request by the city clerk, which we passed earlier. Item 10.11 is also personal leave by the city manager, which we passed on the consent agenda. And then we have item 10.12, which is... informational memorandum 19-13, presentation of the city's water and sewer services expenditures compared to budget from July 1st, 2019 to November 30th, 2019, utilities maintenance, water and wastewater activity report. This was also passed on the consent agenda. Okay. All right, so we have now reached the reconsideration. Sorry, let me find it real quick. There's a lot of papers. I want to read it correctly. So we have now reached the agenda item 9.1. Motion to reconsider ordinance 19-21, authorizing the disposal of Lot 4, Block 15, USS 3230 A and B, Bethel Recording District, 4th Judicial District, 781 3rd Avenue. Pursuant to BMC 4.08.030D, disposal to compromise claim. So we know that Mayor Barr has just landed and is on his way here. And so I want to leave it up to the council to either begin discussion on this item or take a recess to see if he can get here as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with taking another 10 minutes. He said he's on his way?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it landed.
I move for another 10-minute recess.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Or, no, I don't need to vote on that.
We need to vote on that?
Yeah, all right, we're doing it. All right, all those in favor of taking the 10-minute recess, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Oh, sorry. All those opposed, please say nay. All right, we will take a 10-minute recess. Thank you. All right, so that's 3.
Councilmember Leary, are you on the line? Councilmember Leary.
All the way back.
Is there anyone on the line?
Everybody?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Hi. Great. Anybody else?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Jared Carr and Naeem Schnapp.
Great. Thank you guys for joining us. So I believe we're ready to go on the record.
Yeah, and Madam Clerk, just let the record show that Mayor Barr has returned.
Yes, thank you for that.
We are on agenda item. So show you.
So it appears that we're at unfinished business 9.1, motion to reconsider ordinance 1921 authorizing this disposal of lot 4, block 15, USS 3230 A and B, Bethel Recording District, 4th Judicial District, 781 3rd Avenue, pursuant to BMC 408030D. Disposal to compromise claim. Vice Mayor Hansen.
I'd like to make a motion to reconsider the adoption of Ordinance 19-21.
So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Leary. Thank you. As the maker of the motion, Ms. Hansen, you have first debate.
No discussion.
Ms. Leary?
I just briefly would like to say, despite some legitimate concerns from community members, thank anyone for coming to people to be heard, to express how they, what they think about business we're conducting. But I do support moving forward with the disposal of this property. And that's all I want to say right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Strickler?
Yeah, thank you. For the listening audience and the city council members, there's going to be a few options, a few steps here that the council will have an opportunity to take. First step in their motion to reconsider will bring the question back before the council. The council will determine whether or not they want to reconsider the action on Ordinance 1921. Following the approval of the reconsideration motion, the council will be presented with a motion that was made on November 12, 2019, to adopt Ordinance 1921. And then you can move into debate and discussion on whether or not the adoption of that ordinance is favorable for the majority. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Do we have further discussion on the motion to reconsider Ordinance 1921?
Mayor Barr, I'd like to say something, if I might.
Yes, Ms. DeWitt, thank you.
I just, for folks who are listening or who are here in the room, I wanted to share that I've received a pretty considerable amount of personal outreach from the community, and it was mostly from members of the public who were very unhappy about the city considering the disposal of this property. And I've been on council for a short time, and I will say that my opinion on this issue has changed from my perception of it prior to being on council until to date, after I more heavily reviewed the timeline and the original lease agreement. And I would like to let members of the public know that the original lease agreement is available as part of this packet on the city's website if you would like to review it. And that lease agreement clearly states that no activities can be conducted on the premises that violate state or federal law. And so I also want to say, as an elected official, explain the vote that I'll make tonight. I will support this, but it doesn't necessarily reflect my personal opinions. This is reflective of the best decision I feel I can make at this point in time for the resources of our city, both time and financial.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Any further discussion? Mr. Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Springer. I will vote to reconsider for the opportunity to debate the next motion.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Any further comments from council members? Hearing none, we do a roll call, correct?
All those in favor as well.
Okay. So all those in favor of the motion to reconsider Ordinance 19-21 indicate by saying aye.
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 Nay.
All those opposed say nay. We have one nay. Mr. Watson? So motion carries. And I believe that we are awaiting a motion to...
Mayor Barr, I'd like to make a motion to adopt Ordinance 19-21.
Okay. There's a motion by Vice Mayor Hansen. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilwoman Larry. Thank you. Ms. Hansen, as the maker of the motion, you have first debate.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to amend Ordinance 19-29 to insert new language under Section 2. The city manager is authorized to negotiate and execute the purchase, sale, and settlement agreement for municipal land described as Lot 4, Block 15, USS 3230 A and B, Bethel Recording District, to the purchaser, S&K, in front of, pursuant to Bethel Municipal Code 4.08.030D, disposal to compromise claim.
Okay, so there's a motion by Vice Mayor Hansen, seconded by Mr. Springer. Further discussion?
So this amendment will authorize our city manager and legal counsel to present our purchase and sale agreement terms to S&K and negotiate on behalf of the council within the boundary of the directives provided by the council. If administration was unable to execute the purchase and sales agreement based off of our guidelines, the council could rescind this ordinance authorizing the sale of the property.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Mr. Springer?
I'm going to move to amend the amendment to include after it's not here somewhere, isn't it? The amendment would be that in the process of negotiating the sale, to include such easements as the city may deem necessary for the public safety.
Okay.
And if there's a second, I'll discuss that.
And Mr. Springer has made a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay.
So Mr. Mayor, we've heard a couple of times now some concern by a business, a property owner adjoining this city-owned property. They are concerned, and rightly so, that couple of things. The angle of this property sucks right up against the longhouse, and they have, while the city has been the owner of this, I'm presuming from the testimony we've heard and people have heard is that they were not concerned about the ability of fire apparatus to have 360-degree access to that building, which is a hotel and is occupied. And that's access that's required by the, I believe, the Uniform Fire Code, which supersedes, city planning decision. Is that correct, Mr. Acting City Manager? The fire code kind of controls the uniform fire code.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Councilmember Springer. In some cases, yes. I haven't evaluated the entirety of this case, but I'll speak to it if there's questions to that extent.
Okay. So the point of my motion is to assure that there is an easement there that will remain unimpeded for access by fire apparatus to gain that 360-degree access to the building. I think the number 30 feet was thrown out. I believe that should be a component of the negotiations between the city manager and the potential purchaser or any potential purchaser of this property.
Mr. Howell, do you have any further comments?
So I'm going to switch hats here for a moment and put my fire chief hat on, if you guys can tolerate that. The fire code calls for that the access road needs to be within 150 feet of all portions of the building. I have not gone out with a tape measure and measured to see if from the highway we could reach 150 feet of the side of the building that faces the question and property. But that could be from either side. That could be from the rear of the building or from the front of the building on the highway side. Also, I think it would be unusual to think that there wouldn't be some kind of a driveway or something into this property in the event we needed this for fire access. And lastly, the building is currently plan reviewed by the State Fire Marshal's Office. Being as this property did not belong to the Longhouse at the time, there's really no way that they could have actually legally said that that's our fire access road, because they couldn't, that's not their property. I think that the city's been able to let people use this property over the years just from a lack or an ignorance of that use. But you would have to have control of that property to be able to declare it for state in your fire plan that it's your, or have permission from the landowner to use it as your fire access road. And this building was approved by the state fire marshal. And I would presume without them stating that they own that property and putting that in their plan. Now, granted, in the past, the fire lanes were not as heavily enforced as we do now, but that's kind of my read on the situation with fire access.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Fire Chief Howell, thank you. Any other comments from the council? I guess one of the things that I will say is my comments would be, as several council members have alluded to, receiving many phone calls and comments and having conversations around the community, there is maybe a little bit of misunderstanding as to how this whole process came down. I would gladly ask that members of the public come on over to Ms. Strickler's office and discuss with her maybe some of the processes that occurred.
Mr. Mayor, not to interrupt you, but we're debating the secondary amendment.
I'm sorry. So noted. So we have a secondary motion. Process of negotiations, such easement the council may seem necessary. the administration may seem necessary.
So if I could just ensure that I have the motion accurately presented in the record. So the secondary amendment I have is to amend, to insert a direction that in the process of negotiation, administration would include any easements and setbacks that the city deems necessary for public safety. And this is not to include language in the ordinance itself, but yet a direction to administration in their negotiations.
That's correct.
Thank you.
What Lori said.
Yes.
Mr. Watson?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Your Honor. This is for Acton City Manager Howe. Wouldn't that, since this is a new building, a new structure, wouldn't that already be in place as far as having, because we're not discussing the longhouse in the lease. Nowhere in there is it discussed in the lease. We're talking about the property where the marijuana license and the distribution is going to be. I don't see anywhere in the lease where it's discussing the longhouse at all. So my question is, isn't it already in effect that that business has to have at least what all the way around, like you had mentioned? And you're not aware that it when you said you weren't sure, were you talking about the longhouse? Because that's not the lease.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Councilmember Watson. I think the question that Councilmember Springer had posed was with regard to the longhouse having this land that does not belong to them, currently belongs to the city, as a dedicated fire lane. And I don't believe that you can submit on a fire marshal plan legally that you are going to use someone else's property without their permission to use it as a fire lane. So I think that my understanding is Councilmember Springer is wanting me, the administration, to negotiate a continuous use of that property as a fire lane for the longhouse. That's what I'm understanding. I don't have any uncertainty as to whether or not that land was ever approved as a fire lane for that building, but I guess they could have submitted that at some point in the past. It wouldn't have been legal for them to do so. They would have to have permission to the city, and I'm not aware of them having permission to do that. The fact that the land is public land and it's in effect a place where fire apparatus could drive and, you know, access an area to do rescue or fire suppression is I guess a convenience and acceptable, but it's not their land to say that they have a fire lane there. So how could they say that that's their fire lane? And the fire code, once again, requires 150 feet of, you know, that every portion of the building needs to be accessible to within 150 feet. The firefighters are expected to be able to drag hose lines that far. And so that's the code that we currently enforce. I think that from the back of the building and from the highway, we would be able to access this, and I believe it would still meet fire code requirements.
Thank you, sir. Quick follow-up for the city clerk, Your Honor. Would this constitute a substantial change, or is it minor enough that we can proceed without further public comment?
So this would not be considered a substantial change, as council has the ability to initiate direction to administration in their negotiation power. It's not changing the ordinance itself, and the terms of the purchase and sale agreement have so far been kept confidential, as it's our intent to negotiate. This would not require another public hearing on the item. Thank you for the question, though. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, thanks. Yes. As I said, what may be necessary for public safety, if in fact there's the fire department has the ability to protect the longhouse in accordance with you know, the fire code, then it would be, you know, at the discretion of administration whether or not they do need to require an easement in there.
The secondary amendment would be to include a direction that in the process of negotiation, administration includes any easements and setbacks that the city deems necessary for public safety.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. And all those in favor of the secondary amendment indicate by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Ms. Leary. So motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And we're back to the main motion.
Well, the main amendment.
Primary amendment. I'm sorry. Primary amendment, which is amend Section 2 to insert the city manager is authorized to negotiate and execute the purchase, sale, and settlement agreement for municipal land described as Block 4, Lot 4, Block 15, USS 3230 A and B, Bethel Recording District, to the purchaser, S&K, in front of pursuant to Bethel Municipal Code 408030D, disposal to compromise claim. Any further discussion?
Mayor Burr.
May I? Yes, Ms. DeWitt.
I would just say that my comments that I made when we reconsidered adoption of this still stand. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman DeWitt. And so would my comments, which were made out of check. I would reiterate those same comments. Any further comments or discussion?
This is on the amendment.
Yes, this is on the amendment. No further discussion. All those in favor of the amendment indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously by council people present. Okay, so we're back to the main motion, which is the introduction of Ordinance 1921, Ordinance authorizing the disposal of Lot 4, Block 15, United States Survey 3230 A and B, Bethel Recording District, 4th Judicial District, 781 3rd Avenue, pursuant to BMC 408030D as in Delta, disposal to compromise claim. Any further discussion?
Mr. Mayor, first of all, a point of clarification. Is this for, to the clerk, is this for introduction or is this for adoption?
The motion before the council is to adopt Ordinance 1921, and ultimately what this would do is provide discretion to administration to negotiate and execute a sale and purchase agreement on behalf of the city with S&K based off of the terms identified in the council's previous directive. If the terms of council's previous directive are outside of the guidelines presented to administration and legal counsel, even after adoption of this ordinance, administration and legal counsel would come back to the council to issue an opportunity to renegotiate. So again, the adoption of this ordinance with the presented amendment directs them to negotiate, but yet also authorizes them to dispose of the property once the negotiations have been completed.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lori. So, Mr. Mayor, At the last meeting, there was a deafening silence. I made the comment to the press that if I was going to make this motion at last meeting, I would have made it. I was not a council member when the lease was first proposed and endorsed by the council, and I was not a member of the council when the amendment to the lease was signed by the city manager, acting city manager. I do recall getting a phone call from somebody at the time that the lease was presented, that it was put on the city website, and I don't want to say that hilarity ensued, but it was pointed out to me as not a council member that, you know, it says in there that one of the terms is that the lease can only be used for things that are legal under federal law. Now, just so the public understands, there is a federal law called the Controlled Substances Act. Marijuana is scheduled on the Controlled Substances Act by the federal government. That is why, despite the fact that a number of states, Alaska included, have legalized the cultivation and the sale of marijuana and the manufacture of marijuana products, there's no interstate commerce in marijuana, at least not legally. What is grown in Alaska has to be sold in Alaska. We can't, a licensed cultivator, a licensed manufacturer can't ship product to California, to their legal market, because of the Controlled Substances Act. The city of Bethel receives a fair number, it would be nice if we got more, federal grants, as do a number of organizations in Bethel, and one of the certifications that a grant recipient has to sign is a thing called drug-free workplace. The city, I believe, is rightfully concerned that by leasing property to a partnership that intends to use that property for a licensed marijuana retail store, that the city may have some culpability under the Controlled Substances Act in terms of the drug-free workplace certification, and there is a potential for hazard to some of our federal grants. That's a very real concern. That's one of the bases for our consideration of this sale. Now, a prudent business person would read their lease pretty carefully, I would guess. And I'll just leave that at that. I have got an awful lot to say about my thoughts about this whole deal, and none of them are particularly complimentary. I think that the city is being bullied to a certain extent by threat of litigation. I have my own thoughts on how successful litigation might be, but there is, of course, the storied Bethel jury that we have to be concerned about. The city does stand to gain if in fact the amount of money that's quoted in this letter from S&K's representative counsel of $16 million and change over the course of 15 years, then the city stands to gain a rather tidy sum of sales tax. Conversely to that, every 5 years, there can be a local option vote on the sale and cultivation and manufacture and testing of marijuana within the city limits. And that's also, a question of prudence. I've made no secret to, you know, some folks around town about my thoughts about this. I've certainly used stronger language than I'll use here about this whole deal. I have a feeling I may support this ordinance because, you know, going to the bar on this could be a very expensive proposition for the city in terms of time and money. Could be very long lasting. Personally, I think, you know, we should just say, look, we'll buy the dirt from you, move your building, put it somewhere else. That's problematic for the potential purchaser because their retail marijuana license is tied directly to location. If in fact they were to accede to selling us the dirt and moving the building, they would be faced with having to get a new location and a new license to go with it. Now that's you know, not our concern. I don't think that's not playing into certainly my decision making, but it's a fact. I haven't gotten any calls from anybody saying, oh yeah, this is a good deal for the city, make that sale. I've got no calls from anybody saying, gee, the city really did these guys wrong. And the fact is that there was some people to be heard comment earlier this evening that said, and I have to say I have not looked at it in the city ordinance, that perhaps the term claim is better defined in ordinance as actual action that's been taken. None has. We have we have correspondence from an attorney saying that the potential for action exists, but there hasn't been any action taken. There's no formal claim that's been made against the city for breach of contract. But just you know, Mr. Mayor, I feel kind of dirty about this whole deal. I don't want to say the city should cut its losses. I don't think that by voting yes on this, I am endorsing the path that it took. And I will leave my comments at that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Councilman Springer. Further discussion?
Mayor Barr?
Ms. DeWitt.
I'll say again that my vote tonight does not reflect my personal opinions and instead reflects the best decisions I think I can make for the time and financial resources, both secured and potential, of the city.
Thank you, Councilwoman DeWitt. Further discussion? Ms. Leary?
No, thank you. I guess I stand by kind of what I said earlier, too, that I think this is the best path forward for the city, kind of, you know, regardless of any of our personal opinion. This is about what's best for the future of our city. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Anyone else? So just in closing of the discussion, this is kind of like a bitter pill to swallow in the sense of we are forced into a corner to make a decision that is not very popular at all by anyone. Yet we have legal advice that says we should do what we need to do. And it still is a bitter pill to swallow. I wish that we had another recourse, as Mr. Springer said, you know, ask the lessees to vacate the property and we pay for the improvements and everybody goes home happy. I don't think that we have that luxury. I don't necessarily think that we have that luxury. I think this is as Ms. DeWitt said, this is not something that, if it were a personal choice for me, I would vote otherwise as to how I'm going to vote tonight. But I think we're placed between a rock and a hard place, and legal manners. So with that being said, any further discussion? There's a motion to adopt Ordinance 19-21, ordinance authorizing the disposal of Lot 4, Block 15, with the amendments thus stated prior. So all those in, is this a roll call? Roll call. Okay.
Councilmember Leary.
Yes.
Councilmember Springer.
Yes.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Yes.
Councilmember Watson.
No.
Councilmember Hansen.
Yes.
Mayor Barnes.
Yes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yays and 1 nay. I'm sorry?
Did you get Leary?
Yeah. Got Leary. Thank you. Five yays and 1 nay. So going back to the agenda, where are we on the agenda, Lori?
We are on your report.
Cool. So we're at number 11, reports. So the mayor's report. I want to congratulate Councilman Watson on his election to the Alaska Municipal Board, representing like 200 villages throughout the state. I think we are well represented in the AML, so congratulations, Mr. Watson. I think that's, you made me lose my track there, Fred. So that's all I've got. Thank you. City Manager's Report, 11.2.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to talk about the meeting that I had with the auditors as they departed, conducting our FY 2019 audit. I think both my report and the finance director's report, we indicated that the auditors are hoping to have the completed report to us by March 31, which will be on time. So I'm pretty excited about that. Fingers are crossed. We had a fairly positive report on their departure with very, very few findings. I'll leave it at that for the moment. We are having a City of Bethel Christmas party on December 19th. That missed the manager report here, I believe. Council members and their families are invited. So please plan on attending that. I think it's, I forget the time at the moment. It's 6th. For 6. I'll get it out in an email. There's invitations coming your ways, guys. And then lastly, I would just like to once again mention our new firefighters and police officers, Tristan Evan, Clyde Erickson, Toby Monroe, Luke Wagner, Raymond Waite, and Mitchell Forbes that we acknowledged and recognized this evening. Despite your tardiness, Mayor Barr, you're missing flights and weather, I guess, and just thank them for their service and just wish them well and good luck and safety in their career, and that God just richly blesses them in everything they do and keeps them safe. And then all the other Bethel public safety personnel out there, I know you're out there working hard for us. You are in our thoughts, and we just support you. Just keep up the good work. And any questions you have on my actual report, I'll entertain those. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. I will say this. Yes, congratulations to the new members of public safety coming from a public safety background. It is an honor, and it's a lot of hard work and a lot of time away from family. So congratulations to those people, the people that you mentioned. One of the things that I wanted to thank you, Mr. City Manager, is the assistance with helping with the tree lighting. With the fire department and allowing the fire department to assist. And I heard that it was a very successful event. And I think we can say that this will be a tradition that is going to continue in the future and can only get better and better and better. So thank you for that, Mr. Howell. We're now at 11.3, the clerk's report. Ms. Leary?
Sorry, could I just ask a question through the mayor to Acting City Manager Howell? The third bullet point on the first page of your report that talks about using Castell and getting an updated contract with them. I was just wondering, I think at the last meeting, and it's been talked about a few times now, that there's been issues with using Castell in the past, and I was just wondering if we are planning to continue with that contract, or if the feelings on that have changed, that we like their services now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council Person Gustafson, Castell. It is a program that the finance department does like to use. It's a very detail-oriented, very burdensome program for someone who doesn't use it frequently. The services that the city is using from Castell this time is utility billing services along with their software, and that we hope to add a greater degree of services in the updated contract, which we should be bringing forward in January. But specifically the utility billing, we've had that position vacant for the last 4 months, and it's really put a significant crimp in the finance department's ability to do business. And so we're leveraging one of our financial resources, one of our contractors, to help us with that. The added benefit is that Castell is able to, they have a professional utility billing department, and so they've been able to kind of benchmark our system, fix a lot of our billing issues, and also kind of adjust and change the look of our bills a little bit so that they are more easily folded and stuffed into envelopes with our new envelope stuffing machine. So it's actually kind of a timely thing. We are still recruiting for utility billing clerk, though, at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Watson.
Your Honor, this is for Acting Chief Howell. I was looking over the finance director's report, and I'd like to apologize to the council and to the community for not being very active within the last few months and having not been so active. I've not been able to keep up with, you know, a lot of the departments, but one of my concerns has always been financial reports. The city is mandated by code for the finance department to provide accurate monthly reports, and I don't know if that's been followed. But what's concerning to me is on page 170 of 196. It's budget to action reports fiscal year 20. Basically what it's saying is during the time of getting the audit ready, we can't provide accurate financial reports until that's done. I don't think that's a good way to do business. I think we should, as a council, since we're deciding on money, we should know, you know, to a good extent how much money is in each account. And I'm specifically talking about budget months. And it's going to fall a lot on the city manager, since, you know, a lot of the department's heads are not here. So it's gonna fall on Acton City Manager Howell to know that information. I'm one to want to know how much is left in an account before I vote on it, or before we transfer money. And I've always been that way. Anybody who knows me knows that. So I'm concerned that, you know, we're saying it's okay because we're doing an audit. We don't do anything else, basically, is what that's saying. And I don't agree with that philosophy. I think business should continue. It's just something that's prudent. We're you know, stewards of the people's money. We should know what we're spending and what's left. So I just wanted to point that out. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. Mr. Spring?
Yeah, thanks. We're down 7 utility truck drivers. So I guess 2 questions. What's going on, and what's the plan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Springer. So my analysis of the situations is that our wages are not as competitive in the market as we might hope for certified CDL drivers. Fuel truck companies the fuel companies pay very competitively, as do a lot of the construction projects. And I'm sure you're aware, over the last 18 to 24 months, of all the dirt hauling projects that are being ongoing, those require Class B CDLs. Now, the solution. We're working very closely with Ute. They have developed a Class B program that is getting ready to be up and running. We're working with the state job office. The state job office is actually located a Class B CDL program in Kenai. I believe we have 3 new hires scheduled to go to Kenai, and this is paid for completely by the state. So that's ongoing, and so those are the solutions that we're working on right now. I hope to, through negotiations and working with the council and the union, I'm hoping to look at the wages in this category and see if there's something that maybe might warrant some adjustment upwards to help us be a little more competitive there. We've additionally hired a new water foreman that seems to be doing quite well in that position, and so we're hoping that will also play into that department being a little more successful. So we're aware of it, and we're working on it on an almost daily basis. I think it's just going to take a little time to get there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Any further questions for Mr. Howell? Seeing and hearing none, thank you, Mr. Howell, for that report. And we are now at the council member comments. I'm sorry, city clerk's report.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler.
The only thing that I have is, for the public anyway, is a correction to the report. Rather than having the special meeting on December 17th, we're going to have a special meeting on December 16th for the council's review of the city manager and city attorney candidate list. Our GovHR third-party contractor is reviewing and conducting interviews as we speak. We'd received 2 qualifying city attorney applicants and 12 city manager applicants. I can't confirm that they were all qualifying, but 12 city manager applicants. They anticipate getting a book of a condensed version of the applicant list to the city councils within the next week, and then again an evaluation opportunity on the 16th of December at a special meeting. From that meeting, the council will be narrowing their applicant pool slightly and determining when they're going to start interviews for the candidates. That's all that I have, unless somebody has questions. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. One thing that I'll point out is that we did receive 2 candidates for the chief of police, and they were selected for interview. However, they declined to message back. So, and that's in the city human resources report, just for the public. Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Anything else? Hearing nothing else. Let me go with Ms. Leary first for council member comments, so I won't forget you, Ms. Leary.
Thank you. I just want to say a few congratulations to our new certified police officer graduating from the academy, Tristan Evan. That's awesome. Anytime we can have local, you know, local folks on our public safety team, that's amazing. And congratulations to the four that graduated from the Fire Academy, Toby, Clyde, Mitchell, and Raymond. I want to say a huge thank you and shout out to Lori for winning the AML award. Probably long overdue, really, but that's really awesome. You do so much work for our city, for our community, and it's amazing to be recognized at a state level. And congratulations to Fred for getting, you know, winning the seat with AML also. So thank you. That was all for tonight.
Three quick things. One is for people who are listening here in Bethel, they're on the last page of our packet, which is page 196, if you're curious how long that packet is. There's a notice of local option adoption, and I've received several phone calls asking questions about local option and the various possession and importation limits, and all of that is really clearly lined out in page 196 of our packet. I would like to thank the Bethel Fire Department for coming out and doing some fundraising with 11 local nonprofit groups as well as our organization on December 3rd. That was fantastic, and thanks to them. And I want to remind all of council, if you could stay after we adjourn for a photo with Lori. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I would like to remember Elias Venus, who left us last weekend. I certainly treasure the short amount of time over the last few years that I've been able to talk with him. He's Bethel's World War II Merchant Marine veteran. The men that went to sea during World War II, both in the Atlantic and the Pacific, we would not have won either the war in Europe or the war in the Pacific without them. It was noted today. He sailed right at the end of the war, and one of the things that the ship he was on, the troop ship he was on, is they brought wounded soldiers back from the Pacific Theater. But he mentioned one time sailing into Manila Harbor after VJ Day and just seeing how littered it was with wrecks. But you know, anybody who knows him and his family or heard the story on the news knows what an incredibly rich and full life he led, and the family that he raised. So just want to remember him for that. The weather continues to be really weird. There's no telling what it's going to do, so be careful on the river. Be careful in the parking lots at work. Be careful at bus stops. The streets, as everybody knows, can get awful squirrely, awful fast. So please be careful out there driving. And speaking of which, whoever is driving a white box truck that doesn't have taillights, figure out who you are and fix your taillights, because there's nothing more scary than driving down the highway and all of a sudden having this big black hulk in front of you, and you don't know where it is. Headlights work on the truck, but the taillights aren't working, and tonight's not the first time I saw that, so please fix your taillights. Tonight was obviously not a meeting any of us were looking forward to. I appreciate Councilmember Watson's vote on the last item, and you know, we'll see how things ultimately shake out. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman Springer. Vice Mayor Hansen, you're up on stage.
All right, thank you. I just want to say once again, congratulations to all the new public safety members in our community and members that are from our community now joining us again, trained. I'm definitely a fan of local people going out and then coming back to serve their community. And I also just want to express my happiness and congratulations to Lori and Fred, also bringing pride to our community as well, and I think that's amazing. And if you see any of these, you know, new first responders or Lori or Fred, please, you know, congratulate them and let them know how much we appreciate them, because I know a lot of people out there do. And also I want to thank the public for coming out and speaking today at the beginning, and also for anyone listening out there tonight. And thank you for hopefully having patience with me as I muddled through on my first time as chairing this meeting. I appreciate that, and I'll try to do better next time. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Mr. Watson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Once again, special congratulations to Lori. Like Michelle said, it's long overdue. I've worked with her the last 4 years, and it's always been a pleasure to work with her. I'd like to thank Bill for stepping up and continuing to do the hard work there. I also would like to extend my condolences to the Villas family. I know one of his daughters, Connie, was one of my classmates. I know all of her siblings all the way to Dick. And it's a big loss, and I send out my heartfelt condolences to the family. Big kudos to VFW Men's Auxiliary. They recently donated $80,000 to Bethel's 80,000 to Bethel's Search and Rescue for a rescue boat, which is really needed around here, especially with, you know, the conditions. So that was really awesome. And it's getting dark out. I do a lot of driving, and I see a lot of people not wearing reflective clothing, and it's very hard to see them until you're right up to them. I'd like to thank Alyssa Leary for, you know, coordinating with Bethel Search and Rescue to do reflective iron-ons, and if that's something in the future, you know, that's great for the community as well as the kids. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Councilman Watson. For me, BSAR has been marking a lot of the trails around Bethel now. We have some massive open water out there, Straight Slough, further down river. Like someone said, we've had an unusual winter, and it's now almost the middle of December, but there is a lot of open holes on the river, so be very, very careful when you're traveling out there. And of course, the weather has warmed up, so therefore there's a lot more melt going on. So be careful when you're traveling. My personal condolences to the Venus family. I know that he was a pillar of the community, and he was always willing to talk to you. He was always willing to spend time with you and tell you stories, if not try and break your hand. When he shakes it, he had a very, very, very strong grip. And of course, I've heard him play musical instruments, and he was very, very good. He was a very blessed man, and my condolences to the family. Lori, my personal thank you for all the hard work that you've done. And as Fred has said, it's long overdue. We think you walk on water, but at times we know it's frozen, so that's okay. But thank you for all you've done and for the huge recognition by AML. So thank you for being part of a very good City of Bethel administration. One last thing is thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen, for filling in for me. I was supposed to come in yesterday, but of course everybody knows the flight was canceled because of wind shear. The wind was blowing over 100 miles an hour on the hillside in Anchorage. So, and I had come in from Fairbanks that evening, and I just felt like it was a huge roller coaster. Speaking of BSAR, it'd be kind of nice if the City of Bethel did a contribution to the airboat. I think that would be really cool. And that's all I've got to say about that. Is there a motion to adjourn? Nobody wants to leave?
just really quick, Mr. Mayor, we do have an executive session on here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm trying to decide. Yeah, I'm seeing head shaking, so. Gotta move to adjourn.
I will move to adjourn.
A second.
Seconded by, or made a motion to adjourn by Vice Mayor Hansen, seconded by Mr. Springer. All those in favor of adjournment, indicate by saying aye.
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 And we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.